capacity for vigorous activity. Clearly, dance is vigorous activity, and when you're dancing professionally, it's your whole day. One of the definitions I love the most as far as it relates to dancers is forcefulness of expression. Dancers are artists. Artists first, I would say, and then athletes. And they've really got to have that forcefulness of expression in order to bring the most that they can to the stage. And then vitality, of course. This is exuberant physical or mental vigor. This is how we show up in the studio. This is how we bring the most to every day of dancing. And it's the power to live or grow. Growth as a dancer, I think, is such an important aspect of the day-to-day that vitality is of utmost importance. So Shelby, tell us a little bit what your sort of story is behind how you've worked to be an energetic dancer and how you brought that into your career.
Okay. If anyone knows me, and if you don't, I'm quite an energetic person. So for me, this wasn't necessarily a foreign concept for me to then translate into my dancing. I tend to be more towards the athletic side of dancing style. Balanchine in general is definitely more of an athletic aesthetic as far as dance styles are concerned. So that tends to come more naturally to me. That being said, there are more demure, mature roles that are going to be softer, more legato, romantic adagios. Those are challenging for me in different ways because it's a way of taming and controlling your energy. So I'm working on one right now, in fact, and it's been such a healthy and beautiful challenge for me to expend my energy in a different way that's not in the natural way for me, which is through excitement and fast footwork and energetic expression in general. It can be expressed in such different ways. And I think that as my professional career has developed, I've come to understand that and what that means and what that means directly applied to my body. It's so easy to compare in this career and to see one person do it right, but what's important to understand is that they're doing it right for their body. It doesn't necessarily mean the exact way that they're executing a step or an emotion is going to be 100% right for your body. And I think that that's really a epiphany realization that I came to as I've developed being a professional dancer. It's less of a school realization because in the school you're trying to get the academics of it and please your teachers, and you have peers as a form of reference and easy comparison, which is both healthy and unhealthy. But when you enter the professional dance world, you have to take ownership and a type of confidence and conviction in yourself and in what you as a unique entity has to bring to these companies. So I would say that energy expression is quite subjective in that way.
I love it. Thank you.
Of course.
So important, yes, to notice our differences as dancers. So important. I mean, this concept will go throughout today's presentation because when it comes to eating for energy, it's so individual as well. So I love that you brought that up. This one is it seems almost as though it's common sense. What you eat is what you are. And what we consume is what's going to make up our cells and our bodies. But people often dissociate from what they put in their mouths. They eat solely for pleasure or, you know, don't take ownership of the fact that everything you consume is what's going to help your cells to regenerate. It's what's going to help you to recover from injury or illness.